Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. The Scala Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage, traveling the world. His business is on all the major continents. And right now he's in Europe. He's in the United Kingdom, measuring China, which is the unknown for the global economy recovery. China's obduracy these many years has led to a breakdown in easy relationship, business relationship between the United States and China, between Europe and China. There are protectionist obstacles in way that did not exist before during China's miracle rise. Another way of saying this is that China's business economy is broken. Its business model is broken. It's subsidizing industries in order to flood the market and dominate the story is not working the way it used to because the continents are apprised of the gimmick. For example, EVs. China right now is producing lots and lots of low-end EVs, but the Europeans are wise to this and see the Chinese are going to flood their market and undermine the ability of the European automakers, which are the best in the world for high-end vehicles for fossil fuel. Those automakers are going to produce high-end EVs. And they're not going to permit the Chinese to undercut them. They say, Chris, a very good evening to you. I mentioned the Chinese business plan of subsidize and flood. I was optimistic that the Europeans can defend themselves. What is your observation? Is it going to work again, the solar panel 2 in Europe? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. China can't heal its economy until the rest of the world economy heals and those factory orders increase. I think China is the micro of the macro global slowdown, that being the factory floor to the world, as you're seeing increasing slowness in the U.S. in heavy items, durable goods, consumer products. Same thing in Europe. As the global economy is slowing, that's having an outsized effect on the Chinese economy. So until the economy heals around the world, it's unlikely China will be able to heal independently.
What about trust? Is that necessary here? Because the Chinese have broken every contract I've ever heard about, and they do what is necessary at the moment. Is that a factor for Europe? I'm focusing on Europe because we go the way Europe goes in this matter.
There's certainly no question here in Europe that intellectual property businesses are giving a wider and wider berth around China. U.S. has been aware of it for many years. President Trump brought greater and greater visibility to it. President Biden and the CHIPS Act and other restrictions on doing business in China is continuing to focus on that point. But the Europeans, Germans, French, Italians, Brits are more and more keenly aware of the duplication of their intellectual property in China and that not being to their benefit. So you're seeing a change. It's slower. It's maybe 1 to 2 years behind the U.S., but Western Europeans are certainly understanding China is no longer the friend and the endless customer that they thought it might be 5, 10 years ago. So it's certainly up for change.
The war, since we last spoke, Chris, there is now the breakout of crises in the Middle East, drawing the U.S. in with major military units, carrier battle groups, compromising everybody's plan about Ukraine. Mr. Zelensky going to Brussels to beg for money and aid, ammo and weapon systems from NATO. So the wars, does that slow everything down? Does that change? You're in Europe. Do you sense that the unknown has now arrived at the doorstep where before we were just dealing with inflation? Now we have trouble in the Middle East.
Yeah, the potential for two wars simultaneously certainly has the business community in Europe uncertain. What that will drive is for large enterprise customers, retail customers, etc., when they get nervous about the future, they halt spending. We've seen that in the U.S. in the last kind of 2 months. It's now starting to kick in here in Europe, and that people are becoming much more conservative at the business-to-business large capital expenses and saying the future looks to be more and more uncertain, not only wars, but interest rates and overall economies. So businesses are starting to be much more careful with their future plans.
What does careful look like in Europe? Does it mean they close franchises? Does it mean they take one person off the wait staff? How does it translate? Because you see, you're business to business, but you see how the franchises react.
I can say specifically for a very large European retailer that every European would know, caution looks like in 2024, they had planned 38 capital projects for the year, large investments, things that were important to the business. In their recent review, that list of projects went from 38 to 2. So you see large businesses saying, unless we absolutely positively have to do it, even if it would give us business advantage on those other 36 points, if you can delay it, delay it. We're not going to step out on that ledge.
We come home to the U.S. The Federal Reserve is everybody's favorite friend until it isn't. Right now, the Federal Reserve is on pause with the possibility of one more hike before the election year when there's no possibility of a hike. Your measure of inflation right now is everybody's. The CPI came in without indicating one way or the other. Inflation is still in the land. How do you measure businesses in the U.S. dealing with this interest rate unknown? Are they equally cautious compared to the story you just told?
Certainly equally cautious. And John, I learned a new phrase with a very large U.S. customer, a top 10 brand, last week before coming back to Europe. We've all heard of the phrase quiet quitting. This particularly large customer was in the process of what they called quiet firing. In that quiet firing, they were eliminating jobs, but doing it in such a way as to not trigger state or federal notice of those job eliminations, but moreover, replacing more experienced, quite frankly, older workers at higher salaries with newer workers at lower salaries. So they are trying to get their costs down in a very, very aggressive stance. This is a customer that's very impacted by the liquidity of the consumer. So they see a problem coming and are trying to adjust their business, probably rightfully so, to be ahead of that power curve.
The businesses that I'm familiar with, the small businesses, have been cautious for some time. They don't have large capital expenditures. They have employees. They want to know what the foot traffic's going to be. Here comes Christmas, and I haven't heard anybody condemn Christmas, so I'm coming to you. Small businesses, the mom and pops, the people around the large franchises, are they also showing caution? That would be anecdotal.
They're showing caution because they're also starting to be impacted. And when I say that, it's becoming more and more broadly known of American Express cutting corporate credit lines on American Express cards. So some of these large financial institutions that might work with smaller businesses for their American Express or corporate expenses and others are seeing those credit lines pushed way down or compressed down. That projects trouble ahead, and American Express wishing to limit their credit risk. That directly impacts those businesses when their lines of credit might be cut by two-thirds or more.
Back to the office. A recent article I brought to your attention, our attention, about organizations, 3 out of 4 organizations reporting that there are battles in the leadership about return to the office policies because there's tension within the staff itself. These are large organizations or small organizations. Who comes into the office? Who doesn't have to come into the office? Who has privileges? Are we working through this, Chris? Or is this the new day? In other words, are we going from nobody's at the office to back to 19 and we're in that transition where there are firefights?
It depends on the part of the world. In London, as an example, a 3-day week in the office is pretty common, with Monday and Friday being out of the office. But you see in some of the more highly compensated, more educated roles, companies trying to pull people back in the office because the companies are seeing on the bottom line the reduction in efficiency, the reduction in innovation, the reduction in productivity. So I believe the constant work from home in many, many cases has now jumped the shark. Companies are pushing people hard to come back, meeting significant resistance in many cases. However, the difference now versus 2 years ago is that now there are a lot of people on the market. 2 years ago, we'd put out a job request. You might get 2-3 resumes. We put out a job request. Now we might see 300. So the pendulum has swung back to the power of the employer, and those that resist not wanting to come back to the office may be sourcing new jobs.
Chris Riegel, CEO of Scholar.com, the Scholar Report on Job Match.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.